Restoring My Soul, Friday the 1st of May, The Authority of the King. Rebuking an unclean spirit and commanding it to come out of a person is a kingly action. It addresses the demon's usurpation of the identity of a person through its illegitimate appropriation of authority. The demon has stolen an authority that does not belong to it. It is a thief that comes to steal and misappropriate authority in order to kill and destroy an identity. However, Jesus came to destroy the power of the devil, which is misappropriated through our unbelief. He does this through his death and by giving to us his resurrection life in the fellowship of his death. Those who witnessed this miracle were all amazed at the majesty of God. Christ's majesty was demonstrated through the rebuke of the unclean spirit. However, the rebuke of the demon was the same rebuke that Christ directed towards the disciples on account of their faithlessness and deviation from the way of the kingdom. He was addressing the hardness of heart that belongs to rebellion in relation to the word of present truth. Jesus had instructed the disciples in the way of the kingdom and had revealed the kingdom to Peter, James, and John on the Mount of Transfiguration. It was because of unbelief that the disciples were unable to cast out the unclean spirit. The Lord's indignation was aroused against the disciples because their unbelief and perversity was impacting the child's predestination coming to pass. The boy's predestination was to be delivered from this oppression in order to join the network of worthy houses that belong to the true Israel of God. Christ the King, through rebuke, was calling the disciples to faith as believers so that the authority of his lordship could be properly exercised and they could rebuke the unclean spirits that ensnared other individuals and houses. The references used in today's devotions are John chapter 10 verse 10, Luke chapter 9 verse 43, and Hebrews chapter 3 verses 7 and 8. For further study, Mark chapter 5.